MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The Artesia Police and Fire Department and other first responder crews responded to an explosion at the HF Sinclair Navajo Refinery around 11 a.m. on Friday. Crews were able to put out the fire within about 20 minutes, and roads were soon reopened. All emergency staff cleared the area by around 1 p.m. Three people were treated for severe injuries off-site, with two being flown to Lubbock. Several other injuries were also reported at the plant, which is one of Artesia's largest employers. In the wake of the explosion, the New Mexico Environment Department said it is monitoring air quality in the Artesia area, aiming to address any hazards to local residents who could breathe in the resulting fumes. The refinery processes crude oil produced in southeast New Mexico's Permian Basin with a capacity of about 100,000 barrels a day, and they work in conjunction with another HF Sinclair refinery in Lovington, about 65 miles away, according to the HF Sinclair website. And following months of speculation, New Mexico's Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse Oliver announced she will seek the Democrat nomination for lieutenant governor in the June 2, 2026 primary election, as recently as late August. She said she was not planning a run for office, saying she was instead interested in focusing on finishing her election-related dissertation at the University of New Mexico. She said she changed her mind after, quote, a lot of folks, unquote, worried about the state, approached her in recent months, urging her to stay in the elected office, and State Land Commissioner Stephanie Garcia Richards' withdrawal from the race last week. New Mexico State Senator Harold Pope of Albuquerque and Loving Village Councilor Jackie Lee Ansuarez remained in the Democratic primary race as well. On the Republican side, Manny Lard-Zabal faces no opposition in that primary. And Tuesday is Election Day, and polls will be open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for in-person voting. A list of polling places can be found on your county clerk's website or at the New Mexico Secretary of State website at sos.nm.gov. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.